You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
What's up, guys? And today we're going to be talking about...
I don't have the list in front of me.
I forgot everything. Vito can't find a shiny to save his life.
It's going in there. Fuck you.
Crimson Desert Launch!
I'm excited for it.
Mm-mm.
Anyone else? Nobody?
I said, uh-huh.
I couldn't feel your excitement. Pissed me off.
Elden Ring! Elden Ring, never gonna die. Gonna play Night Rain eventually.
Hey, why do you look sick?
Why do you look like a bitch?
Anthony Starr wants to play Wesker, dude. You guys know who Anthony Starr is. He plays Homelander in The Boys, and he looks exactly like Wesker. I'll show you an image when we start this podcast.
I don't know who he is. I'm gonna be honest.
I know you don't. You know nothing, dude. It's all good.
Can you don't watch shows?
No, I don't
and
know
Jeff Kaplan! Shut up,
Alex.
Jeff Kaplan! He exposes everything. He's the exposer this week.
Shout out, Jeff, my boy.
Let's get into the podcast! Cramcast! Blast blast! Break mics like glass! Clear tracks, blast back! Leave foes out class! From the game grid round to the podway class! Step wrong in our zone and you bound to get smashed! And welcome back to the podcast. Podcast, a lot of things are happening. Not really, not a lot of things. We had to look up stuff. Let's talk about the small Vito playing Fire Red. He's never gonna find a shiny. Never gonna find one.
Hey Vito,
you
never found a shiny ever.
You want to center frame up, dude? You're kind of like on the bottom left corner of your screen. It's kind of weird. All right,
I've actually never found a shiny.
A shiny?
Never? Either of you?
In
it depends
Fire
on
Red.
The game.
No.
Right? Like, if we're talking the old school games...
My shit's no.
Hey, we're
that
talking over
long.
Each other. Someone go first. Jesus
I wasn't
Christ.
Done talking.
I just asked a question.
You were going at the same time. I don't know what the fuck's happening. So, go first. Ooh.
So, my question, again...
Did you find
did
a shiny?
Any of y'all catch a fucking shiny?
No. Not
in the
no.
new games... In the new games, yes. Old games, no.
Pokemon Go, yep.
That'll count.
A lot.
It counts.
No, it doesn't.
If you can go into the home, it counts.
No.
I don't think I ever did. I attempted to get Greninja, a shiny Froakie, and I just gave up, dude. After like 700 eggs, I was like, it ain't worth it. I don't give a fuck anymore.
The Masuda method.
Yeah.
What
was that? The Masuda method. What's that?
The Masuda method is when you get a Ditto from another country, different language, and you breed it.
I got one of them. Definitely a hacked Ditto of some sort from a different
for
country.
Sure.
With six perfect IVs and a shiny as well. It's a fake shiny, so that one don't count.
Yeah. So basically, you get the foreign Ditto and you put it with something that you want.
Right.
And you get eggs and then you ride a bike, go back and forth a bunch of times, and hopefully it's shiny.
And you just stockpile
eggs. You fill your party with eggs with a Pokemon that has I think it's like a heat something. I forget what it's called. There's an ability, something heat.
To like make the eggs hatch faster?
Faster. Yeah.
For the record, I never knew it was even possible until my adult life that to get a shiny.
What?
Like, I didn't
he's just being insane. That pisses me off, man. You knew that.
I never knew. No, I didn't. I didn't know. When I played the games when I was younger, I had no idea that you can get the shiny in the games.
We would just be saying thanks for clips.
No,
it's really not. I'm the same way, honest. Actually. You're just a stupid. I genuinely when I was a did kid, not know. Yeah, when I was a kid.
Vito knew.
I didn't know either.
My first shiny was Poochyena.
Whack.
From Pokemon Emerald, I think it was.
Don't talk about a man shiny, bro.
That was my first shiny.
Yeah, you can't pick your first. I'm sorry. You can't pick your first shiny. That's right.
You can't pick it. You cannot pick it. I was in the wild. I fucking randomly came up upon one.
Right.
And then my second one was in the Safari Zone. Right? My second one was in the Safari Zone. It was a Nidorino. It was crazy. It was blue. It was crazy.
Ooh. Technically, my first one was a Charizard in Pokemon Go. Charmander in Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go does not count.
It fucking counts, bro.
There's community days that just give you shiny.
Shut up, bro. You don't know nothing.
Mine were RNG.
Fuck the community. No.
Whoa. Wait a minute. I would like to separate myself from Vito.
Vito is on one today.
I love the Pokemon Go community. It means it is involved in it. Included. It's fucking not. People My always trying to make their own special little fucking laws and rules and shit. It's Pokemon.
Why are you so angry?
Third shiny I ever caught was a Tentacool. That was my third shiny ever caught.
Fuck yeah.
Whoa.
That's one of my favorite Pokemon of all time.
It goes hard.
And then my fourth one was in the recent game, Scarlet and Violet. It was the worm. It was like Orthworm. That's what it's called. It was blue.
One of the newer Pokemon? I've never heard of that Pokemon before ever in my life.
Yeah, it's one of the new Pokemon. Orthworm. It's literally an earthworm. Giant earthworm.
After Gen 7, I know nothing.
But those are all the shinies I ever caught, like legit, were those four.
That's cool.
So I've caught a few.
That's cool. I hope you find one, Vito.
I caught four or five. Unless.
I said something nice. Don't be mad at me, dude. all right. New games coming out or are out. What do you guys want to talk about first? There's NBA The Run that looks pretty cool.
Not out. It's not out, but it looks cool. We'll tuck that one in for later.
Later? What is it?
The games,
essentially.
The games that are out. Oh, okay. We'll talk about it now. So The Run is NBA Street, pretty much. A studio was making it, and it was called like The Run, like mixtape or something like that. It was just called The Run. And then NBA came through, and they bought the IP. Pretty like they bought it. So now it's called NBA The Run, and they filled it up with a whole bunch of their superstars, Chef Curry and gang. You know what I'm saying?
Steph Curry. And,
Chef Curry, dude. He's a chef. Cooking them up. He's cooking up everybody.
And it looks so good. Yeah. Like, it looks like NBA Street. 100%, dude. Like, I'm going to play it. I haven't played an NBA game in years. But I'm going to be dunking on people.
Yeah, those games are easy. Those are like the only NBA games I played. I mean, I would play 2K at like my cousin's house because they love basketball and shit. But I would never buy those games. But the fun ones, like NBA. What was it called?
NBA Jam.
NBA Jam, but there's another one.
NBA Street Volume 2, baby.
Yeah, that one. That's the one.
Yeah.
And that's what this one is like based off of? Mostly. MVP mixtape.
He's heating up.
Yeah, when you see the little trailer they put out.
Yeah, I just watched
it. You'll see it, dude. It's literally NBA Street.
Yeah. That's fucking dope. That's fun.
Hell yeah.
But will it hit? Because there's games that come out where like, yo, they're bringing that back, and then it hit, and then like it comes out, and then it's just gone. Like Skate. Yeah. Like Skate, even though it does have a little bit of a resurgence, something has happened in Skate. I don't know what exactly, but Skate came out, and like people played it, and then like, I've heard nothing until now. It's been a long time.
I think Yeah, I think Skate's a special thing because I knew the nematodes were going to come, and they did. But the Skate community, the Skate community stayed, and they love it. So that's what you're seeing. You're seeing the Skate community just like flourish with it. Like they're breaking that world in half. Like they're putting ramps in places that you just wouldn't expect. Like in the beginning, it was all the same runs. Everybody was doing like rooftop runs.
Yeah.
But now they've been so much more creative, and like they're using parts of the map that you wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the respect comes in between their community, where they're like, you're not using the flying, you know, you're not just parachuting around.
Yeah.
You're actually trying to build really cool lines and make it look realistic. And like, yeah, game's doing good.
Do you think that these sports games could like give us something though? That's because they're fun. But, like, are they going to be, like, challenging enough? Like, is there going to be, like, a Rocket League aspect to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think so.
Just fun, right?
Like these games, for example, the Sonic game, Sonic Racing game, like, these games, you play them on the couch with the homies.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and, you know, you just have to accept that. Like, this is not going to be an esport. It's just going to be, like, a cool game to play with the family kind of thing.
For shizzle. That's totally fine.
Yeah, I think that's where Podracer sits also. Like, I don't think it's going to be crazy big, but for me it is, right? Like, for me and my little family, like, we're going to love Podracing, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think a lot of people are going to go crazy over it.
I feel like they are, at least for the Podracing one.
But it's going to fall off.
Online,
though.
I don't think it is, because there's not much, there hasn't really been one where you can play online with people.
The
I don't
racing
see it
game.
Falling off. If you can customize your own pod racer and put your own specs into it and actually do all that, it's possible that, and like actually do tricks, then
that's my dream.
I do feel like it would be a I don't know about pro, but at least some level of competition,
like some kind of rank to it at least.
Yeah, like some at least, yeah, like maybe some type of tournament type shit. But
my dream would be like to have a racing game that everyone showed up and actually like invested, but it just hasn't happened. Every racing game kind of has its own small community. I think this one will pop off, but everyone's gonna kind of, it's gonna tamper out, like it's just gonna get smaller and smaller community.
Yeah,
but probably. Could it be the one though, like where like progression is crazy, online is crazy? Bro, I would love that, but I'm not really expecting it. That would just be like cherry on top.
Yeah, because you would think a game like Hot Wheels could have done something like that, because there's so many IPs attached to it. And it's like, I don't know. I thought Hot Wheels was going to be way bigger than it was. You know, I thought it was going to hit like a arcadey, but also fun competitive thing. And it just never did.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like Trackmania.
Or that too.
Which, I
yeah.
mean, I
like
guess
people
it
making
is,
their own tracks.
The Trackmania is like the staple.
Yeah.
Like you go there to compete.
Yeah.
You boot it up, you load up a map, and everyone in the world is trying to set high times on that map. And I think that is the best way to do a racing game, but I don't think that any company is like trying to compete with Trackmania.
Yeah, it's in its own lane when it comes to, which is weird, right? Like I do agree that time trials, or yeah, just trying to beat someone's time, that's not really like in any other, I mean it is, but it's never like sought after, or like
they're,
I gotta beat this lap time.
They're realizing it now. Like for example, like in the racing game community, Rocket League racing, when you boot up with friends,
yeah,
you do leaderboard chases. So everyone starts and you start running the map, and then once you finish the lap, it resets you. So it's not even like you're racing against people. You are trying to set a lap record with everyone in the lobby. And that set determines your rank. And I love that, right? Like, because it's kind of casual where we could sit and talk shit, but we're running laps and we're like, oh shit, I just shaved a second off my time.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I saved another second off my time. Forza is doing that in their new one. Much all competitive racing games where they're trying to take it to that, you know, that ranked ladder, they're leaning on time trials, which I think is perfect as long as you could do it with the homies.
Yeah, I agree. That shit's fun. That shit is fun.
The new Forza game has it, where their whole ranked system is going to be, you could run hot laps with the homies. That's going to be cool, dude.
Yeah, because like you're still racing in some kind of way, but there's no, like, it's all skill. There's no outer thing that can fuck you up other than yourself.
Yeah. And when you ace a lap, you hold that. It's like, damn, Brandon got a minute 24 seconds. Like, how? Like, you know, like, yeah. now I gotta run that lap over and over again to try to take that from you.
Yeah.
I think a fun racing game could do that, where it's like you could be king of a run.
Yeah.
And like you just hold that and like, you know, people, the longer you hold that king spot, the more money you generate. I think that'd be the coolest way to do a street racing game or, you know, any competitive racer.
Yes. Yes.
We're back 2 minutes. Keep going.
Okay, indeed. But yeah.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Burnout Paradise, has Burnout Paradise? Because these are the devs from Burnout and from it's going to be super arcadey, but like, have they ever done? I mean, I'm sure they have like time trials and shit and like.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't know, man. I was saying, I don't expect them to go crazy in the multiplayer. I think it's going to be a cool option.
Yeah.
If they dump a lot of resources into the multiplayer, though, like, that'd be so fucking cool.
Yeah.
That'd be goated. But I think they put a lot of resources into the story, into the progression of, you know, you're starting off in the streets and then you start getting your pods and stuff like that. So I think,
yeah,
like, they want the game to be complete. When they keep saying they want the game to be complete. So when I hear that, I'm thinking no more updates.
Yeah.
Or if anything, small updates where I get like one update a year, maybe. But I don't think they're going to do like, you would need a live service in order to do like a real competitive.
I'm with it. I need it.
Either way, I'm with it.
I'm gonna play it either way. I'm just trying to think of like, how can they make this game live longer? I just want to play it and I want it to be
like
good.
Their last game that this game reminds me of is the X-Wing versus TIE Fighter remake, Squadron.
Yeah.
And they had an online leaderboard, like, where you could be an ace pilot and you could climb the ranks. Like, you start off in bronze pilots and you start to go up to gold, you know?
Right.
And they didn't dump much updates, but they gave them like a map every now and then. That's kind of what I'm expecting, where it's like, they don't got to go crazy and we're just going to get like a slow content. But if you love the game, you'll stick around.
Yeah, indeed. All right, I'm going to show you something.
Show me.
I'm going to show you something that gets me quite excited. Put it in the war room.
Oh, that guy. Okay, hell yeah.
That is Anthony Starr, and he wants to be Albert Wesker. And he looks exactly like him. I mean, just put shades on him, dude. Look at him. He has the hair and everything.
And he's played the games?
I'm not sure. He really wants it. I'm assuming he has it because he really wants this. And he's never really voiced, like, wanting a role, apparently, like that. He didn't even want Homelander. He kind of just did it, like, like his manager was like, hey man, just do this, you know, read right. for this thing. He's like, all right, I guess I'll read for it. I'm trying to do this other thing, but okay. And it becomes like one of the biggest shows. And he's fucking Homelander. We're going to be yeah, like, yo, I want to be Wesker's. Like, yes, please.
He plays W manager.
Yeah. Fucking just read for this, man. Come on. Just do it. But yeah, he looks cool as shit. I want him to be Wesker. I just want to see Wesker done right in live action. Because they had him in that one, just the Resident Evil movies. You know, they're cool, kind of, for what they are. Not really. Like, when you're a kid, you're like, whoa, this is crazy. But then, you know, after playing the games, it's like, man, they really fucked those movies up. They really fucked those movies up. So, I just want it to be done right. I want to see a one, at least with the main characters, like, do well with Leon, do well with Wesker, do well with Chris and all them.
Is this like, who's producing this?
I don't know, but I know the director. His last movie was a horror movie called Weapons. But he said in an interview that it's going to be within the world of Resident, like he said, it's going to be a love letter to Resident Evil. But for this film, it's not going to be like a part of the main story, which I'm okay with, because Resident Evil 7 and 8, those were like so different. It was like a good change for the franchise, because 6 sucked so bad, and
7.
Completely different and completely different characters, completely different story. It's like within the world and then, you know, just completely separate from the thing, which can work, I think, if done right. Like, I give a fuck about Grace in Resident Evil Requiem. She's, like, brand new. But maybe just because Leon's there. I don't know. She's bae. Yes, but she's so terrified. She's just always like...
Yeah, she's stupid. Oh, my God. She annoys me. So maybe she's not bae.
She's stupid? Vito, you screamed at a video. She's in the shit.
But yeah, Resident Evil's pretty crazy.
Like, you wouldn't be fucking terrified in that place, dude? What are we talking about?
I wouldn't have left the room with the light.
Exactly.
That's it. No, exactly. I'm staying in there. There is no game. There is me living in a room now.
Okay, so then you're just dead.
Until daytime.
Daytime does not save you in that game.
It would.
It doesn't.
It would.
It would from that one creature, because the light hurts her. But other than that, everyone else kills you. Yeah, I want him to be Wesker. What else? Crimson Desert has launched.
I want to play it.
This was announced on the State of Play, the Sony State of Play. It was that medieval Doom, that co-op medieval Doom game. You
know what I'm talking about? It's co-op?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Co-op?
I thought this was a single player game.
Am I losing my mind?
I'm pretty sure it's an MMO.
No, it's not an MMO. It's an RPG that's kind of open worldy.
Oh, it is.
And it,
I'm thinking of a
completely different game then. What other game am I thinking of?
I know which. I remember seeing it. I was there when you saw it, but I don't know the game.
Yeah. God damn it.
So this game reminds me of Elden Ring a little bit.
No, I know nothing.
That's what Crimson Desert reminds me of. Elden Ring, but like with more world building.
Yes. I'm cool with that.
Random monsters all around.
And a face to the actual character, not just like, you know, true RPG where it's just random character. Create your character. You make it. Right? Or do you create the character?
Seems like there's definitely some kind of character creation. Yeah.
It's called Crimson Moon. That's why, dude. Crimson Moon was the other one.
Yeah, this has crazy...
It was the Crimson that fucked
this
me up.
This is beautiful. Oh, my God.
He's just looking at the...
No, this is, like, actual... It seems like next-gen, like, everything. Like, this is incredible.
It's not an MMO. Oh, my bad.
This is incredible.
It is an action-adventure, though. It's open-world action-adventure.
Character creation.
Yes. I'm looking at the trailer.
Bro. And there's fishing, there's hunting. He's picking up a pig and carrying it back to the pig's home.
Oh, this was the game where it was like, is this The Witcher? Yeah, this does visually look fucking crazy. What the fuck?
Crimson Desert?
Yeah.
All right.
This looks insane. Yo, like, what the fuck?
Do I gotta play this?
It was
wow.
It was supposed to be a prequel to Black Desert Online.
I had a feeling. Oh my god.
Oh dude, he's jumping off a dragon into an army of people, and then he summoned lightning and he's slamming the ground. Now he's a jetpack and he's flying through buildings. This game is crazy. What's happening?
What's puzzles. Happening?
Puzzles. Yeah, this looks sick.
Are you looking at the Steam page?
I'm looking at the PlayStation trailer for it. Came out 3 days ago. This trailer.
Is this on console?
Oh, or the only game's PC? Like 70.
It was a PlayStation trailer, so I'm assuming probably just PlayStation.
It's on Xbox. Damn.
Xbox.
It might not be an exclusive though, right? No, just PlayStation. It's definitely exclusive.
What?
It comes out in 4 days. I thought it was launched.
Okay.
So that's the launch trailer. Thought it was out, dude.
Oh, man.
But I saw people playing it on Twitch. They probably just got early
copies.
We
are well informed, for the record. Very well informed.
Shut your ass up.
So they're supposed to be adding multiplayer as time goes on. It's speculation. Speculation is they're adding multiplayer later.
I feel like it just has the potential of being a MMORPG. That's why.
It is.
From what I've seen of it. Well, it's an RPG, but I meant like MMO.
Well, it is. Black Desert.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Crimson.
Crimson Desert.
No. Crimson.
I want a single player experience. Desert
is the prequel to Black Desert.
Yeah.
Black Desert Online.
Yes.
Yeah, this looks incredible.
I want to play Echoes of Iron.
It looks like Breath of the Wild for men.
For men.
Well, Breath of the Wild is for men.
Get a point.
Don't ever talk shit about Zelda like that, dude.
He's just like,
he's like
daring.
Right.
Like, now, whoops.
Hey, man.
Oh, whoops. He's gone now.
Oh, we lost Kitty?
He's soulless.
And I? He's soulless! Oh, I forgot you say that.
Yes. They probably just stepped away. Hold on. Just keep going.
Keep going. What next?
All right.
I'm back. Sorry, I had a phone call.
You're good. No worries.
You know, you're right. Zelda is for men.
I'm saying, dude.
Mm-hmm. You know.
For real men.
No, not that. Like, it just looks matured. next gen.
Yeah, it's just, visually better for sure. For shizzle. I mean, that's Nintendo. You can't, you know.
Yeah, we can't.
It's Nintendo, you know?
I know.
You're
right. I'm sorry.
All right, but let's talk about
Echoes now, since it's right next to...
Sorry, I was like, I heard crazy noise. And
Echoes of Iron.
Oh, tell me about that. What is that, dude?
It's from an anime called Sword Art Online.
Oh.
The first place that they essentially battle through is Ironcrad.
Is there 100 floors?
It's the start. Yeah. I don't know. I think so. I hope so.
If there's 100 floors.
Sword Art Online shit? That'd be fire.
Yeah. You create your own character. You're not playing as Kirito or Asuna or anything like that. You create your own character and you play through it. Now, I don't know if they have the game mode or a game mode or some type of setting, but I kind of want to play it as sort of like a hardcore type thing, but not like I can only craft shit. I want to play it as if I'm playing through the game. I can still do trades. I can still do that. But when I die, I die. And I have to create a new character. If that's not in there, I'm going to try to do it. I'm just going to delete the character. Everything.
Why? Why would you do this?
Because
that's good content.
Much more realistic.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's because that's how That's how the anime is. Okay. You die, you're dead in real life. I mean, granted, I can come back and like create a new character, but it would suck if I die with a level 100 character at the last boss, and then I have to be a level 1 again because I died.
I do it for a run. I mean, yeah.
But not all like, run. Like, yeah, in general, yeah. I would just... You just have to keep doing
try
it
at least once.
This is kind of cool looking.
And then it forces you to actually think about how to play the game. Kind of forces you to actually, like, be good at it. I don't know. I just like the, I like the idea.
Get good or die. Yes. Precisely.
Yeah, thank you. That's the title of the playthrough. Get good or die now.
Make it freaking sweet, yes.
I want to play it. I haven't heard anyone mention like that type of game mode, or I haven't seen it anywhere, or I haven't even heard anyone try to do that, which doesn't make
sense.
It's
like a roguelike.
If you're playing the game, you most likely watch the anime. I mean, maybe not 100%, but you at least watch the first season.
Shishin.
So, yeah, it was. Shut up, man. I just continued.
It was a typo. It was a typo.
It was. It was a speecho. Speecho. But the point is, like, why? Just do it. I know you.
They will. It's okay.
Probably don't hate yourself for it. You'll probably end up hating yourself for it. But, you know, it'll be cool.
Yeah, I think a good Sword Art Online game would be sick. I hope they do well.
Yeah.
I think so it's out. Pretty sure it's out.
It's not.
Sure? Can we confirm?
No, yeah. I lied. And 3 months is coming out. Yeah. The point, it's just,
I thought Cruising Desert was out, dog.
Like it, for some reason,
double check that shit, right?
It has like a lot of, like.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
News that came out recently, which made me think that it was out. I don't know why.
It's the hype.
It's hype. Yeah, it's all hype.
I really don't know. I really hope they do have 100 floors and you actually have to battle through them. That would be crazy.
I mean, there's no other way they could do it, right? Like, if they don't do that, they
play the story. You could play the story up until the game ends, so to speak.
Time skips, that'd suck.
No, it doesn't time skip. So they, in the anime, I don't know. Is anyone going to watch this that hasn't watched it?
I already watched it.
No.
Okay. So in the anime, they essentially find out who I forgot his name, but the main guy kill him before they get to, you know, floor 100. I think it was like 70 or some shit.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. And like Kirito and Asuna and everything else, I think is in the world.
Yes,
as well. Like you're playing alongside them. You're not just.
You're in the world of Sword Art. Yeah, that's how it should be. I don't think you should play as Kirito or. I mean, there's probably games like that, but, you know, I would like to be in the world and not be them. Make my own character.
Yeah, there's tons of games.
Yeah, you're making
you
a character about yourself. Like you're making. Like you're. Yeah. You're just part of them.
It's thundering, Han is fucking.
It's fucking losing. It's thundering over there, but it's. Not over here, dude.
I don't know. It's like, it's Florida thing. No Florida thing. All right, let's get into the big part of this fucking podcast, dude. Let's talk about old Jeffy Cappy over here, dude. A little Jeff Kaplan over there, dude. What's he doing?
Jeff Kaplan came out
the face of Overwatch years. Was on Lex Friedman. A lot of things were said. A lot of things were said, dude.
I thought Reinhardt was the face of Overwatch.
If we're talking about characters, it's Tracer. Yeah, Tracer's like the. Tracer.
I actually genuinely thought it was the gorilla. I don't.
Well, he's the leader.
That's debatable.
He's the leader of Overwatch, but Tracer is the
I say Tracer in the beginning. Cover. Now it's probably Genji.
Genji.
Nah. Genji's up there. Probably still Tracer.
Yeah.
Winston's a big part of it, though, I think.
Winton.
He's like next in line, I think.
Winston is like, oh, yeah. Winston's like the leader of Overwatch. He's like the guy. He's the smart guy. He's the guy. Well, he's not really a guy. He's a gorilla. He's the gorilla. You know, he's the.
yep.
he's the head of it all.
Yep. He's being attacked by Talon right now as we
speak. That defending, he called in all of Overwatch to help him. On Gibraltar.
Yes, he was the guy that brought them all back because Reaper came through. Reaper tried to kill him, dude. Straight counter.
True.
They counterpicked Winston on the retake. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah.
They really did. That's so smart.
They tried to tell us through. They tried to tell us through the cinematics, dude.
All my ranked teammates out there, switch. You know when you see a Winston. Switch to something, you know, called Reaper, you know what I mean? Just switch to Reaper.
Yeah. Please.
Also switch often.
But what were the biggest takeaways from Jeff being on Lex? I mean, he kind of exposed the shit out of Blizzard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean he started talking about he touched on a lot of different subjects.
It's a 5-hour talk thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of like really good subjects. But about Overwatch, though, he talked about the pressure that was put on him. The CFO came into and have a meeting with him and pretty much told him if he doesn't make X amount of money every year, recurring, 1,000 people will lose their jobs and it'll be on Jeff's shoulders. Yeah. Just like that. He said it'll be your fault.
Jesus Christ, bro.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And then...
As it should be.
He actually sparked a really good conversation about like how games are made and about how it's like these are word for word. He said these are weirdos.
That was a joke.
These are weirdos that came together out of passion and they didn't know what they were making while they were making it, but they kept making it. And then it lights on fire. And it's a whole bunch of creative people with no, you know, they're not thinking about money. Right, they're thinking about making a game, and then someone steps in that cares about money to run the company, and it you know they get put into a trap of like, you guys aren't creative people anymore. This is a job. You have to make a shit ton of money. You have to produce this many sales, and if you don't, we're shutting you down.
Shutting it down.
And he said that's you know obviously that's not how games are created. It's the opposite. The artists need to have control. And,
yeah.
When they lose control, which happens in so many studios, everything just starts to fall apart. It implodes.
Yup.
So, you know, it was really interesting to hear. And he said like when Blizzard started, they didn't have a CFO.
Yeah.
You know, there was no money guy. And he said that he's met some great money guys, but for the most part, there was none. And, you know, the game just became so big that it developed into a corporation.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of went off the rails from there.
That's sad. That sucks. Yeah. And then they found Jeff Kaplan 2.0 to replace him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's bittersweet because you hear how passionate Jeff was, and you know that Overwatch was one of his babies.
That was his baby, dude.
And like, yes, it's successful and it's in a good state right now. But that's happening
when he's not there anymore.
But his hand was forced.
Yeah,
and like it made him make decisions that he had to make, and it kind of sucks, right? Like,
yeah.
It's like the guy who made Smash Bros. Ain't making the new game. It's like, damn, like that was yours though. Like you were the guy.
Yeah. So it's just studios getting too big for their own good, right? Like they just because like from a business standpoint, it also makes sense. It's like we're just not making enough money to support this many people. So like we have to reach X amount, but at the same time, it's like yeah, but we gotta.
That's not always true. Sometimes they just want to take the money into their own pocket.
Yeah, but sometimes it is true though.
I'm not saying it's not. It's
the way the train is. It's like you start off with four people and everyone is just, you know, they're creators, they're artists. And then you become so successful that when the money comes, it turns into something else.
Yeah.
But all great games are formed with, you know, very small people, amount of people. And then, you know, because the fire starts there, it just turns into something else. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially in Warcraft's case, because it was an online game. So, you know, you gotta buy servers, right? Like, it's not like, oh, we just made this indie game that you play it once and it's gone. It's like, okay, yeah. We made money, we out. This is like, no, this is a game that's a world and it's alive and it needs to stay online forever.
Yeah.
So, boom, money, like subscriptions, fucking DLCs. It just turns, the train of success becomes its own worst enemy.
Yeah. 100%. Also, real quick, the esports aspect. I wanted to get Blue's take because I'm really curious. Because you were kind of going off before we started about Overwatch League, and I agreed with your statements for the most part.
It had to do with what he was saying about to summarize, it was like he acknowledged Overwatch 2 was his biggest like creative failure.
Born it's from not his though. It's you know yeah exactly. It's the well, pressure.
Yeah, born from pressure to create a sequel rather than supporting the original game, largely driven by the declining success of Overwatch League. So the Overwatch League was like when it started. It seemed like it was cool. Like you know they have like a bunch of like teams that were like city based. You know, Call of Duty adopted
New
that.
York Excelsiors.
Yeah, like that.
All that shit.
I was a Houston Outlaw because I was owned by Optic.
I like the class here.
Basically, I hate this whole thing because at the end of the day, like you have to put in money. So like investors have to put in money to these orgs, and their buy-in was, I think for COD it was like 10 million to get a team in the league. So these are all like rich sports team. Like, you know, like sports team owners who are like, oh, let's just make a quick payday because esports is growing.
Right.
But like esports comes and goes, right? Like it's big 1 year and then maybe a couple years. It's not.
Yeah.
You know, it happens.
Comes in waves. So roller coaster.
Like, yeah. So like with Overwatch League declining, it just had to do with like support and like it happens in COD 2. It's happening in COD 2. Like currently. Like supporting the product, like making sure the game is competitive, you know, like catered to competitive. If you're making an esport around this, and the developer, as in like Blizzard and Activision, are putting money into this, you know, make it worth it. You know, like make it worth it.
Yeah,
make the game for that. You know, as an esport, you know, like make it cater it to esports. But that's just not how it goes sometimes. But like. You know, Overwatch was different because like it was cool the first like year or two.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you gotta pay those players, right? You gotta make these like payments. Like you gotta pay the league.
Yeah.
Because you know, some people don't pay them like all at once, you know, it's installments.
Yeah.
Eventually they got rid of that. They made it so you don't have to do that anymore. But you know, paying the players is like people are getting low salaries and you know, the players can't live off of it. And you know, it's just a bad ecosystem.
Yeah, but it was cool to watch though. Like watching the early Overwatch League stuff was was entertaining as fuck. Like I said, I liked Excelsior, like that player Pine, who Who played such an insane McCree dude, just like the reads.
Yeah.
I remember seeing this clip of him fucking he read a tracer so fucking bad. Like she was just getting hit at every time she would like dash, she was just getting hit. And then she dashes out and he calls the rewind and just shoots her in the face when she rewinds. It was just like, you know, just more moments like that, I guess, it needed, or more people with personality. But I mean, it had XQC, like, right? Like on Dallas and, and Siegel on Dallas.
Siegel were on Dallas.
And
they weren't very good. Like,
I think that might have been really it bad. Too. Like, who was dominant? Korea? I think Korea was like really fucking dominant in the beginning.
Yeah, Seoul.
And maybe that was the issue. Just too dominant of a team. So it wasn't as entertaining. I don't know.
Yeah.
I do want it to come back, though. I would love to see Pro League Overwatch in the state that it's in now. Because Overwatch has been really fun. Even though I want to kill people.
There is still tournaments. It's just not under the Overwatch. Like, it's not under Activision and Blizzard anymore.
Yeah.
It's its own thing under, I think it's FaceIt. I think FaceIt runs the tournaments.
Right.
So it's like the OWCL or whatever. I don't know. It's something like that.
It's the league, but not the league.
Yeah, it's the league, but not the league.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It is a league. Like, there's teams that play in it. Like, they're not like sports based, like city based, I should say.
Yeah.
Which is nice. So like, you have like the Fanatics and, you know, whatever, which is nice. I like that better than seeing in Call of Duty the Vancouver Surge or something. You know, like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
You know? So, but yeah, it just hurts sometimes. You know, the esports economy hurts sometimes.
It does be hurting.
It also, it really hurts when it's just the you know, sports, you know, heads are spending their VC money because they can, you know? So that's all it is. And yeah, it makes me sad because Overwatch League was fun for a little while.
Yeah. But, you know, it's back. Overwatch is back. So maybe now with all this momentum from
the new eyes. Yeah.
It'll
returning players.
Overwatch League will return. Hopefully.
Good shout.
I hope so. And hopefully also Jeff Kaplan in that interview, you know, talks about his new game, the new The Legend of
California.
Over here thinking of Fallout. New California Republic. The NCR. But the Legend of California. Can someone explain this game to me? He said it was like what? Like more like Rust. And
yeah, it's like you get chop trees,
like your cowboy Rust in it, dude. Like
cowboy Rust.
I'm a cowboy. I have no nothing. It looks good visually, and it's gonna be like cool. It's gonna be like a
first person
MMO ish or
more survival game, like a survival game. It looks like, because you can build a house and chop rocks and chop trees.
Yeah,
chop rocks.
Vita's in.
He said no. It doesn't look good. He said it doesn't look good.
Nah, that's a lie. As soon as he like sees the gameplay and then like he sees someone hitting, like when he has to see the axe going into the tree for the first time, and then he's in, and then he's locked in all together.
Like, yeah, huh? I guess like it's like
what do you mean?
You make money. You know, you sell gold. Like you get gold.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Yeah,
like
you chop trees,
finding all the treasure. Ransacking a town.
Sell lumber and stuff.
There's hunting. Like, stuff like there's hunting, Vito. There's hunting. He's hunting in the wilds.
Fighting bad guys with his revolver.
There's too many games, guys.
It's not even out yet. There's
too many games, he says. You play like two games.
Yeah. Not wrong.
Exactly. So there's not enough for you. This is perfect for you. Yo, watch the trailer. He hits it. He hits an axe into a tree. I'm telling you.
I did watch the trailer.
Look at the house he's building. Look at that.
It looks massive. Massive house.
Do you need more blocky houses? Is that what it is? Do you need to be like
shut
less?
Up. Just shut
not
up.
Not look as good?
Need pixels?
Am I wrong on that?
Axolotls.
The axolotls, badottles. And then,
else was there.
Yeah, what else did he say in there, dude? Why he left Blizzard? Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Development Overwatch.
He shared the game Titan. It was the Titan.
Titan.
What was Titan? I know nothing of Titan.
So Titan is Project a game.
Titan. Project Titan.
Yeah. It's a game that was supposed to end all MMOs. It was the MMO to end them all. And looking at the name of it, Titan, is supposed to be a gesture to how big the game is.
Oh, yeah?
The game was going to be just huge. Like, you could live on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Like, the map, it was a world. And different cities, different places all over the world. And you were a spy, pretty much. During the day, you were just a civilian, and you'd live a civilian life. And then during the nighttime, you'd be, like, activated as a spy.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, yeah. And it would take you to multiple, you know, cities all around the world, and you'd be doing spy shit. During the day, it was like, you could do anything. You could grow crops. You could work. You could, like, there's so many things you could do. It was just filled with you know, things to do.
Yeah.
So a lot of the resources that you see in Overwatch came from Titan.
Okay.
This was the MMO that they were talking about, that the... like the whispers of, like,
in the dark,
you know, that Overwatch was going to be an MMO. Overwatch was going to be an MMO first. That's what that was. Ultimately, he said the reason why it failed was due to leadership on his part and a few others. He said that it was just a failure for him. And then he went into explaining the whole, like, how games are made. They're supposed to be made in small rooms with a handful of people, and then it branches from there. But this one was the opposite. It was too big for its own good. There was like four different studios pretty much all collaborating, and the art direction was all off. Like the everybody had different like opinions on what should happen this, what should happen here, and then it eventually came down to like what's the reason? Like, how do we make the player want to, like, what's the play loop, you know?
Yeah.
If it's so big and you could do everything, of what is the play loop? And he started whistling to the CFO and everything, like, hey, we need to shut this down. Like, we're putting way too many resources into Titan, and like, this isn't going to work. Like, all the studios are scattered, and everyone has produced just different style of work, and it just, you know, it got lost in production because of how ambitious it was supposed to be.
Right.
So yeah, he was actually one of the first people to start saying like, hey, shut it down, like, this ain't good. And yeah, they pivoted over to Overwatch. Something interesting that I saw him I heard him say was that so Overwatch shipped what, like 2015, 2014, something like that?
16.
Yeah. So once it shipped, they instantly started making Overwatch 2. Like, they started working on Overwatch 2 as soon as it shipped.
Really? But it feels so...
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes, so they were going to do, like, a big PvE game and, like, really lean into the PvE.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yeah.
But then
scrapped it.
Yeah.
Overwatch became so successful that they were like, what if we just keep working within the realm of Overwatch 1? And then money like became a huge thing. That's when the CFO came and said, "Hey, you guys need to generate this much money."
Yeah.
And if not, 1,000 people lose their jobs, and it just, you know, became a nightmare for a game developer pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, not what he signed up for, you know?
Yeah, and so, everyone just points the finger at him because he's the face, which sucks.
Right.
Yeah, and he was given that deadline and told, like, it's going to be on your shoulders. Like, if 1,000 people lose their jobs, it's on you. And, he had to swallow that. He said his whole creative, like, like he was just put into a cage. He felt like,
yeah.
And yeah. So
he said it was the lowest fucking point of his life, word for word.
Yeah, he said it all happened in one meeting. Like it went from one way,
like a slap in the face.
Then had the meeting, and it was like boom. Okay, like this changed everything.
That's so crazy. Fuck, man.
Yeah, dude, he was just happy, frolicking, making a game. Good life is good. To
thousands of people's money. Jobs is on your hands.
Yeah, like, make money or 1,000 families get destroyed in one day. Like, what the fuck?
That's so crazy. Yeah, that is the gross side of all industries. Money, the money of it all.
Prioritizing monetization over passion.
Especially MMOs, I think, because once you start building the community, it's like, okay, now we have it. This is how much we spent. Now we need to maintain it, so we need to keep gaining money. Because literally the servers are monthly bills, you know, on top of the game developers.
Yeah.
So quickly MMOs become, if it's not monetized the right way, they lose steam so fast. I think the biggest example would be New World, right? Like, we thought New World popping, right? Like,
yeah.
They did it. At least the initial sales were crazy. And then that audit comes in of like, hey, we need to make more money to uphold this. Oh, months go by. Hey, we need to make more money to uphold this. Months go by. And then eventually it's like, not worth it. Like, we're dropping this.
Shut down New World.
Yeah.
Basically.
An MMO should never be shut down, in my opinion.
That's crazy. Yeah, at least... they said they're just not making new content. So it's not being shut down. It's just... it's never getting new content. Which also sucks.
Yeah, I mean...
yeah, but MMOs also need new content.
But at least they're leaving it open for the people who want to just run a...
Run
servers. It's their way of preventing a refund.
That too.
that's
yeah, man.
That too. It sucks.
It does.
Is there anything else?
Oh yeah, real quick.
Elden Ring.
Elden Ring.
Real quick, I did just wanted to touch on this real quick about the Jeff Kaplan thing.
Okay.
His top like 3 video games of all time surprised me. So it's Breath of the Wild, number 1.
Hell yeah.
Number 2, Red Dead. 2 and 3. He didn't specify, but both of them, Red Dead and Rust. And I think. Something I think that Brandon would appreciate is the reason why he picked Red Dead is because not just the world, which is obviously everyone knows the world's amazing, but the story, the writing.
Yeah.
He said that it's like a Tarantino film, like all the way through.
100%.
And he's like, that level of production, he said that he can't dream of that. Like, in his creative mind, like, y'all know how wild he could get. He said he can't even understand how it was done, like, from a creative standpoint. And same for Breath of the Wild.
Rockstar!
Like, I don't say Rockstar. They have insane
minds.
Yeah,
and that's what he said. That's what he said. He said no one could do that game except Rockstar.
Yeah. That's what makes Rockstar so fucking special, man. Those stories are... there's no other game... well, I mean, I can't say that. There are other games with great characters and whatnot, but there's something about Rockstar games that, even though it is the most, it is video game as fuck, I'm pulling rockets out of my ass and blowing up cars and shit, the story feels so fucking, it feels grounded as shit and so real and relatable and, I don't know, it's
he gave credit to Rockstar, and he said, like, the reason they're able to do that is because their team has been working on this style of game for, you know, like, forever, right? And he was saying that anybody who tries to compete with Rockstar will fail because they've been doing it for so long and they've gotten so efficient at it that they can build games like Red Dead.
Thanks, Ro.
And even then, like, they fell short.
Yeah.
You know?
Started strong, fell like, short.
They killed themselves when they killed Gat, but whatever.
Yeah. Facts.
Breath of the Wild, his opinion on Breath of the Wild was awesome because it's what we do, we know, but to hear it from a game developer, it was really interesting. And he was talking about how the world responds to you in the way that you would intend. Like, there's no, like if you light something on fire, there's a reaction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everything, when something falls on something, gravity gravities. And, like, you get launched. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it is. He said, like, that, only Nintendo, only them has been able to make a world that was so, like, all the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed. And when you play that game, you play it in a way that you want to play it, and the game responds to the choices that you decided to make.
Yeah. It's like when you just get exactly what you expected. Like, when you're over hyped for something and you get that satisfaction of it, oh, I met my expectations. There's like a few games that have done that or can do that. Like this Resident Evil has been like, fuck yeah. You know, like, yeah, Nintendo has that and Rockstar has that. Yeah. It's not many games.
Yeah. It's that legacy factor of like, this team has been, this is the best of the best.
Yeah,
like they this is what they do.
Yeah,
they're not jumping to a new style of game. Like, this is their baby, and they've made it into something that's just so matured. Yeah,
that shit's awesome.
Yes,
that shit's awesome. We've done it, guys. It's been an hour.
Oh yeah,
we done did it.
Shut it down.
Shut it down. If you want to see our faces, youtube.com/@nationofcram. If you just want to listen to us, Cramcast, Cast with a Game, or Combat Style, anywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Pod, all that good shit. We be streaming, link trees down below. Type shit. And that's it. See you in the next one. Next week.
Ta-ta.
Take care.